Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here, The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I don't know any other way to put it. Let them know what's going on, how they can get I won't say necessarily a different viewpoint, but definitely a sane viewpoint, I would say. I'd like to believe, anyway. Now, I've had this guy on the show before. Some of you may not remember. It's been a while. But Del Bigtree has been on the show. Now, he originally produced the show Vax, V-A-X-X. You can find it. I think you still see it on Vax. I'm sorry, V-A-X-X-E-D. And, you know, I've had so many people call me over the years and, you know, talked about this kind of thing. And again, for you just to sit and think that vaccines are totally risk-free, anything you put in your body that's foreign to your body is not totally risk-free. That's just common sense. You don't even need a medical degree for that. You don't even have to read or write. You stick a foreign object in your body, stick foreign fluids in your body. Not that you're asking for trouble, but you definitely open the door to trouble. Now, Dell is one of the preeminent voices of the vaccine risk awareness movement. He had a career as an Emmy-winning producer of CBS talk show The Doctors. And it changed abruptly when he produced the documentary Vax, which is credited with igniting a revolution against pharmaceutical tyranny. I know other people in the medical world who are not into the pharmaceuticals. They're actually finding other ways to heal things, and they are pounded on by the pharmaceutical community. And he's a producer and a film, film producer and a TV producer. Dell's internet talk show, The High Wire, is the fastest growing program in natural health arena with over 40 million views, and his nonprofit, iCanDecide.org. iCanDecide.org is a leading worldwide investigations into drug and vaccine fraud. It's already resulted in two winning lawsuits against U.S. government agencies, Health and Human Services, and National Institute of Health. He's beat the government. He's taken them on, and he's won. You know, and again, you're going to find out when he's on, he's not one of us, for the most of you listening to the show. He's not on the left. Right? I'm sorry. He's not on the right. He's very much left. So, again, if you think that we're going to have a love fest when he comes on, you are incorrect. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Where did I put that? There it is. Okay. You know, sometimes I get, sometimes I get confused. You know what I'm saying? Did you guys hear about, the dust? CNN, they're searching for something. Right. I mean, they need something to make themselves, I guess, feel relevant. I don't know what else, right? But they were making fun of the president yesterday. Because apparently he was doing or kind of doing some kind of dance or not doing some kind of dance. Which I find hilarious. I don't know what the big deal is. Yeah, let me see again. There you go. Remember the song?
That's your deal.
right? And they had a heart attack. Because apparently he wasn't dancing from. Are we serious? I don't know if he has permission to play it. I don't know if he bought the rights to it. I don't get in all that stuff. But I just think, you know, what is it? Two scoops of ice cream. All the stuff that they have to, they make fun of. Because they've got nothing else to work with. Hey, I want to go back real quick, though. The one story about the 200 Congress people. They filed a suit against the president. And it's already been turned down once. They resubmitted it, but it's already been turned down once. Right? Saying that the president is no proof, no anything. But the president is benefiting, profiting from being president. Now, what do they want him to do? I mean, you want him to prove that he's not? Man's losing money all over the place. That's beside the point. Don't you think people buying Trump hats, Trump shirts, and even go to the Trump Tower or hang out at Trump Hotel just to say they've been there? The president's place? So what? No, think about it. So what? I don't know if you heard this, but the Kentucky governor, along with some others, they're looking to extend the mask mandatory mask wearing, well into 2020. If the masks were working, then why are cases, Kentucky, why are cases rising? Rising in New York, California, other places. Why are they rising? And not everywhere. We've had some really good areas of California that haven't risen at all. You know? And then Nancy Pelosi heard earlier, she was going off on wanting more out of the stimulus or the relief bill. I don't even know what they're calling it nowadays. But really, Nancy? Because I can see where... Well, I guess if you call it a relief bill, that would make some of the stuff make sense. Cashless bail across the country for federal crimes. Cashless bail. Are you hearing me? What's that got to do with the coronavirus? Mass prison release, including violent criminals. Oh, and mandatory nationwide ballot harvesting. All of these will keep... stop. Just stop, Joe. I can't even roll it off my tongue. Joe with your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air. You know, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part. You got to be part of the conversation. You need to get informed. Right? Don't just figure you know it, because I can tell you something. You don't. Neither do I. I'm not saying I know more than you do. But you got to bring people on that have a clue. You got to have, you know, some of these guys that bring people on their show. They're opinion shows. I don't want to be just an opinion show. I want to make sure that people have a clue as to what's going on and the information we're giving you is true and you can check it out. And otherwise, you're just a moving mouth, if you would, right? Now, I haven't had this guy on for a while, and you know I need to have him on more often. I think about him frequently because he's one of the few guys that was willing to come forward, speak the truth, and not really worry about what was going on around him as long as he got the truth out there. Del Bigtree is one of the preeminent voices of the vaccine and risk awareness movement. His career is an Emmy-winning producer of the CBS talk show The Doctors. You know, really changed when he produced a documentary called Vaxxed. And you know what? I could go through this whole thing, but I really want to get as much time in with him as I can. Del, thanks so much for being with me, man. I really appreciate your time with me.
I appreciate it. Thanks for cutting that bio short. It gets really hard to listen to it over and over again.
You know, some of the people, they get overzealous. It's like, God, you know what? Check him out. They got this Google thing going. Check him out on Google, and you'll see the creds that he has. And it's, you know, really important that you get informed by people that aren't paid by that same till you're speaking against. And Dell is not. I got to know him, like I said, a few years back when you did Vaxxed. And I still talk about it. I still rerun that show from time to time. It makes some people really crazy, and others really appreciate the information that you've put forward. So let's do an 80,000-foot overview of what the movie Vaxxed is actually all about.
Well, Vaxxed is what really sort of broke me out of my work in television. As you said, I was producing the CBS Talks with the Doctors. At the center of that film is a whistleblower from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, a guy named Dr. William Thompson, that came forward in 2014, 2015, and started confessing that the CDC was committing scientific fraud in the vaccine safety studies, and specifically one study, the 2000 to 2004 MMR study, the measles, mumps, rubella study, looking at its connection to autism. This was the vaccine that all over England, people were claiming they were seeing it causing their child's autism. There's a huge paper and controversy around Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who had published this paper talking about these families and their children's regression into autism and a novel gut disease that was going along with that, but that's a little bit different story. So because of this tension coming out of England, our Congress asked the CDC, will you look into this issue of the MMR vaccine and autism? And so they did. This was a study we did in America, financed by our U.S. government. And what they ended up happening, based on the whistleblower's testimony and 10,000 documents he has provided to me and several other sources, including Congressman Bill Posey in Florida, he basically showed that we saw a connection between the vaccine, the MMR vaccine, that's the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, and autism, and we hid it from the public. And to be clear very quickly, it was a timing study. The hypothesis being tested was, is it possible that the earlier we give the MMR vaccine, the more likely a child is to develop autism? And that's exactly what they found. What they found were those children that got the MMR vaccine on the CDC schedule, which is right between 12 and 18 months, were at an increased risk of developing autism compared to those children that delayed their MMR vaccine until after 3 years old. And then there was a very strong African-American issue with this, since the study was done out of Atlanta, a very large African-American cohort, and that showed that African-American children were, you know, roughly 2.5 times more likely to develop autism if they got the vaccine on time versus delayed. And then they looked at boys, African-American boys, and it was off the charts, and, you know, 3.56 times more likely, or 356.
Wow. My God. Now, listen, let's get something out of the way so people understand. You are not a hardcore right-wing conservative, correct? What we would call that, a conservative.
I'm not. I grew up a progressive liberal from Boulder, Colorado. I've always considered myself an environmentalist. I do now consider myself in many ways politically marooned. It's incredible how much the party I grew up in is supporting the vaccination program without looking at the science. And the deeper and deeper I get into this issue, the more and more concerned I get. The pandemic has added to that. All of these things I've been reporting on in detail. And I have to say, you know, on my show, The High Wire, thehighwire.com, people can check it out. We do a weekly show. I'm just watching the news break this week, and I'm still pinching myself that we predicted most of the reality that's now coming true with the pandemic over 9 months ago. This was all so obvious. It was so obvious.
They're
just changing the way they counted, that lockdowns were going to be a disaster, all of it, it's all coming. I think it's finally, it just can't be avoided. We know where this is going, and it's a train wreck for our scientific community, which is unfortunate because there's good scientists out there now that are screaming, trying to save science because this small group of people have really made such tragic errors around the world.
Well, Dale, I got to tell you something. You're more of an optimist than I am, you know, because, you know, people almost are being led to the slaughter with this thing. You know, when you first start talking about the movie Vaxxed and what have you, I started to think to myself, look, I haven't talked to any of your doctors. I really didn't talk to you much about it, but I started thinking about things like, you know, here you are shooting these kids up with all kinds of, you know, different diseases, if you would, you know, in the vaccines, and you've given them all in one shot or all in two or three shots in a short period of time. How do they justify? Again, I don't have a medical degree, and I'm thinking to myself, they have no or very little of a bit of an immune system. I'm sorry, this doesn't make sense to a sixth grader. And yet, because of the money, they were pushing it through, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think money is a huge part of it. There was, you know, obviously, we know they took liability away in 1986, and that caused a whole other problem. You know, when we, essentially, if people don't know, liability was taken away from the manufacturers of vaccines. In fact, everybody near a vaccine can't sue the doctor, can't sue the hospital, can't sue the manufacturers. Total liability protection because the pharmaceutical industry eventually, you know, realistically just blackmailed Ronald Reagan saying, we're going to stop making all vaccines if you don't protect us from liability. Why were they asking for that? Because in their own words, we are losing so much money from the lawsuits from death and injury from vaccines, we can't make a profit. I mean, I want you to wrap your head around that. They made a profit off of OxyContin, even though we now know that they were being sued and are now losing billions of dollars. They made a profit off of talcum powder, Johnson & Johnson. We now know it always had asbestos and Vioxx and Fen-Phen. I mean,
wow.
We're used to these companies making a mathematical decision that it's okay to lie and tell people product's safe and after it kills
all
tens
right.
of thousands of people.
You got to put it on pause. We got to go for a quick break. I don't want to lose any of this good stuff. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Del Big Tree is going nowhere. He's going to be with me after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde. As senators continue the confirmation hearings for Amy Barrett, Senator Feinstein of California presses if she's just another Judge Scalia.
Senator Feinstein, as I said to Senator Graham at the outset, if I were confirmed, you would be getting Justice Barrett, not Justice Scalia. So I don't think that anybody should assume that just because Justice Scalia decided a decision a certain way that I would, too.
The hearings will continue Wednesday. Illinois prosecutors say 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, accused of killing two protesters days after Jacob Blake was shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, will not face charges in his home state of Illinois.
Tuesday's statement revealed the gun used in the Kenosha shooting was purchased, stored, and used in Wisconsin. There is no evidence the gun was ever physically possessed by Rittenhouse in Illinois. Rittenhouse remains in a juvenile detention center in Lake County, Illinois, without bond until October 30th for an extradition hearing. USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her. And
we are back.
She kissed me.
This is the Real Side on GCN Live. It's a pleasure to have you with me again, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved in the conversation. If you don't want to be on, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And to make life even easier, I can't make it easier for you people, but to make life even easier for you, you know, if you want to get an alert for the show, it's real simple. Just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. But let me get back to, you know, I love having this guy on the show again. I don't have him on enough. Del Bigtree joins me. He's one of the preeminent voices of the vaccine risk awareness movement. And I'm telling you, just go Google him. You'll learn so much about, you know, vaccines, and he also has a show called The High Wire with Del Bigtree. You got to check that out as well. And unlike me, millions of people check out his podcast. And Del, again, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, if you Google me, you could also see how many people hate me too. I mean, it's quite a ride to see these sort of anger and vitriol towards someone who's just trying to make sure the vaccines are safe for everybody. God forbid.
Well, you know, my bigger part of my listening audience is conservative, which is why I needed to make a point in the last segment. You know, we can come together. We don't all hate each other like you see on TV all the time. We can come together on issues and learn from each other if we would just push aside all the political garbage. But whatever. So, WHO came out, right? The World Health Organization. And a couple of weeks ago, I was reading an article, and they said, and it went under the radar. They said that, look, really only about 60% of the COVID deaths are pure COVID-related. The rest of them, people have got these other issues going on, and you know, they're taking drugs for this. There's a lot more to it. Our bodies are a lot more complicated than just dying from one thing. Now they come out and say, hey, you know these lockdowns? Maybe not so much. Right? I mean, they're reversing themselves on a regular basis, aren't they?
They are, and it's really mind-blowing from my perspective. You know, I don't understand, you know, who is driving the ship anymore. And, you know, we've been saying the lockdowns, and there's been scientists all around the world. There's a huge petition now by hundreds of thousands now, scientists all around the world that are lining up and saying, we don't agree with the lockdown. The draconian measures are wrong. In fact, as we are now recognizing, this lockdown is going to have killed more people than the virus ever would have by itself.
Yep.
It's going to go down as a tragic mistake in science. And the WHO, and we've been calling it out, right? It wasn't hard to see this coming. It was obvious, I think, 3 or 4 months ago when the imperial model proved to be completely wrong, that it wasn't going to be 500,000 deaths in the UK and 2.2 million deaths in America. But more like a couple hundred thousand in America and, you know, tens of thousands in the UK. That right there should have stopped the ball rolling, and we could have saved countless lives, but instead we find ourselves still stuck in this. And now you have the WHO saying definitively, we don't believe lockdowns are the approach anymore to deal with COVID-19. Really shocking statement, especially when the world is, you know, and the election we're watching is attacking our president. Donald Trump is currently our president. I think I'm allowed to say that. He's been saying, for many months now, Donald Trump has been saying the lockdown cannot be more dangerous than the disease, where we've made a serious mistake, and now he is proving to be the one that was right.
Yep.
What else? I know it's hard for a lot of intelligent people to stomach, but that happens to be the reality we are now living in.
No, and again, they keep telling us, or guys like me, you know, you're not listening to science, you're not paying attention to science. Well, actually, I am. I'm not making it up. I'm not suggesting. I mean, look, recently over 1,000 doctors and scientists came out against Fauci. Against the mask thing, and it doesn't work, and we shouldn't be doing. And they went through a whole bunch of stuff, got absolutely no play. And I got to tell you something, I'm not one that complains about a lot of stuff, but I was in a meeting a few weeks ago. I don't go to a lot of meetings right now. A lot of them we do through Zoom and that kind of stuff. And I was in a room, I had a mask on for 90 minutes, all right, and I kept trying to get some air in every once in a while, but. When I came home within an hour and a half, I had a massive migraine. I haven't had a migraine in 15 years.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not making it up. These people have to figure out this is real.
That's outrageous. And, you know, you shouldn't need. There's certain things that are really annoying. You know? Go ahead.
No, I was going to joke about it. I was going to say, when you were a kid in school, right? If you were hyperventilating and something was going wrong, what did the teacher tell you to do? Grab a bag, breathe into the bag so you don't bring so much oxygen in.
Right.
And it'll calm you down. It'll make you relax. And I'm going, really? We haven't figured this out?
Yeah, it's really outrageous. You know, I one of the most controversial videos I have out there that's gotten me in more trouble is I put a mask on him. We got a CO2 monitor. I stuck the monitor inside of his mask. And we watched. As the N95 mask was off the charts. I mean, you know, unhealthy air starts at about 2,000 parts per million. Toxic air is at 5,000 parts per million. And we were registering over 10,000. It went off the Richter scale. The machine couldn't go any higher. And I brought in two OSHA experts onto my episode of The High Wire last week. And I said, you know, people said that I didn't do the study right. They're like, we work for OSHA. You did it exactly how we would have done it. That's how we test masks. You did it exactly right. And you are exactly right. There's that much oxygen. What people don't realize is when doctors are wearing masks in the OR, that OR is they're pressurizing and forcing more oxygen in that room to make up for the oxygen loss in the mask because they don't want their doctors getting woozy, you know, because they're wearing a mask.
We don't have forced
oxygen in our houses and in the environment as we walk around. And as the OSHA experts pointed out, it is illegal. Get this. It is illegal for any business to forcibly tell an employee to wear a mask until they bring in an OSHA expert that has to test that person to make sure that their heart system is set up, that they can handle the extra pressure it's going to take to breathe like that for long periods of time. They've got to test the seal, you know, the seal of the mask, make sure they have the right mask for the environment. This all happens. Otherwise, you're breaking OSHA laws, and yet we have teachers just telling children and schools and you know, outdoor football. I was at a football game watching my 12-year-old son play, and this mask Nazi comes up and says, you have to wear your mask. I'm standing outside alone next to a fence with my wife. I'm like, I held up my cup of coffee and said, yeah, when I finish this coffee. It's like, okay, when you finish your coffee. But, I mean, it's getting ridiculous. What do they own the air? I mean, we must get realistic about this. We now live in a time where they're trying to say it is illegal to breathe the air. Think about that. I mean, I've had problems when I hear states that make it illegal to catch your own rainwater. I thought that was crazy. Now, I'm not allowed to breathe the air. Like, you can come up and arrest me if I do not cover my face to block the air on the planet I live on. This is madness.
You're killing me. Look, here in California, the governor now, check this one out. The governor now tells you, you have to keep your mask on between bites and between drinks. So you lift it up, you take a swig, you put it down. You take a spoonful or whatever, you lift your mask up, you put the food in,
right.
I'm going, have you lost your mind? You know? Yeah. And yet, in the supermarket, somehow, it doesn't affect anybody in the supermarket when the kids are running around and, you know, you're going up and down the aisles.
And here's the thing. You know, we're not wearing masks the way doctors do. I worked on the Doctor's Television Show. I have worn masks in ORs. I have shot hundreds of surgeries with all the gear on and trying to keep the space sterile. You don't touch your face. If a doctor touches their face, they have to change the mask out. Yet what you know Newsom is telling people to do is touch your mask, pull it down, put a bite in your mouth, grab your mask, put it up. Imagine if he told you, I want you to grab the crack of your underwear between every bite and then make sure you touch the table that I'm going to be eating at in between bites, because that's what we're doing. This is literally a diaper on your face. There are ways we discharge our excrement, you know, through our nostrils, our mouth, you know, urine and fecal, you know, export. And they're all a part of the same toxic removal. And if this virus is as toxic as you're saying, it's collecting on that mask. Yet I watched Newsom, we watch him fiddling it with his face, Deborah Birx, Tony Fauci. Nobody can stop touching this thing with their hands. And then watch whatever they touch. I watched Nancy Pelosi do this. In fact, we're going to do a piece on this in my show this week. Nancy Pelosi touches her mask like 20 times in 2 minutes giving a speech, and then I watch her touching the microphone, I watch her touching the podium, and she says Donald Trump is a super spreader. I'm sorry, honey. Andy, how many people are going to say that you just eliminated with your mask touching, grabbing underwear move, and then touching every part of this podium? That's how this thing is spreading, if anything. People that aren't wearing masks aren't touching their face and mouth and nose and mucus areas. Let's put it that way.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the COVID, upcoming COVID vax, number one. But number two, I have never seen in my life over the last 2 years how many of these commercials now, if you use such and such, if you took this, if you did this, you know, you need to see a doctor really quick because you might die. Anyhow, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dale after.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Calls for action and now nip it in the bud.
That ice cold Michelle fight for that white girl.
We're back.
This one for them hood girls.
You look at the real side.
No, we're not. Are we?
Yeah. You listen to Real Side, but GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do want to just bring him back on again. Again, like I said, I could do the whole intro, but you know what? He's got the creds. He's a good guy. He's got his own show that you need to check out. It's The High Wire with Del Bigtree. Just go to that Google thing. Google his name. You'll find out all about him. Del, again, really do appreciate your time with me, man. I really appreciate you being on.
I appreciate you having me on, man. This is one of the most controversial subjects in the world, and you were talking about it with me years ago before anyone was, and now it's the number one headline.
Yeah, and it's funny.
They're going to be texting COVID-19. Welcome to the conversation, right?
Well, yeah, and it's funny because all those science believers now, and because of their ideological, you know, political bent, they're going, well, I wouldn't take that because the president, you know, first of all, stop. Let's just stop there. The same people making this vaccine are the ones that are making all those other vaccines that you have absolutely no problem in taking whatsoever. Some of you are saying it hasn't been tested long enough. Well, Dell, this is not that different than most other vaccines you get, is it?
No, I mean, this is exactly why I have, you know, my nonprofit has won 4 lawsuits against the CDC, FDA, National Institute of Health, and Health and Human Services.
That's a big deal. Don't just run past that. That is a big deal. These are government organizations that have big bucks and deep pockets, and you beat them. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, and I get accused. If you Google me, you'll find people saying Dell spreads misinformation. I would say you should try to beat the government in the United States in court using misinformation. And so what we have been all over and what we have proved beyond a shadow of a doubt now, essentially, is that Not one of the vaccines that we give our children in the childhood schedule, which is 16 total vaccines, given in 72 total doses by the time they're 18.
Wow.
Many of these we give over and over again. Some of these vaccines have multiple different viruses in them. But 72 doses by the time you're 18, compared to those of us that were born in before the 1980s, we were getting like 10, 11 vaccines at most. Now our kids are getting 54 shots, 72 doses, and not one of those was ever has ever gone through or went through a double-blind placebo safety trial to be approved for safety. And that's what I think we found shocking, and I've been, you know, yelling out to the world for the last 4 years. Well, now for the first time ever, the entire world is asking themselves the question.
But back up a little bit, though.
Okay.
All right, you said... we're about the same age. You and I, in the 70s or where we were born back in the 50s, 60s, whatever. What, 10, 12 shots?
At most. Yeah.
Okay. And they weren't all given at one time, too, I would imagine. They were given
throughout your life, by the time you're 18, you got about 10 vaccinations.
Okay.
And you talk to most people, we barely remember getting them. Like, I remember, you talk to most people, like, I remember getting like one. Maybe two, you know.
Yeah,
and
I
now,
think a tetanus shot is the only one I ever remember getting in some booster. But
right?
Yeah. But now wait a minute. Do the number again, because I don't drink, but I feel like I've been drinking with the numbers.
Yeah, okay. So essentially what we talked about before, the moment we took liability away from the industry, it makes sense, right? Oh, wait a minute. You can't sue me no matter what happens with my product. Hey, let's throw all of the things we have in trials right onto the market. And that's what happened. We went from, about 12 vaccines in the 1980s to now 54 vaccines. And then in that exact same time period, we went back when we were getting the 10 vaccines in the 1980s, the chronic illness rate of children in America was 12.8%. That means out of all of our kids, 12.8% of kids had a permanent chronic illness, either a neurological disorder or an autoimmune disease. Now that we have accelerated that schedule to, as I said, 54 shots, 72 doses, we now have a chronic illness rate in our children of 54%. More than half of our kids have a permanent chronic illness that they will need medication for and therapy the rest of their lives. You know, things like one in six children now has a speech delay or a speech impediment. You know, we've got everyone sees it, ADD, ADHD, diabetes, asthma, Crohn's disease, multiple sclerosis, eczema, psoriasis, all of these things, peanut allergies, deadly peanut allergies. You and I don't remember kids with any of these things in our school. I remember watching one kid in my entire elementary school had an asthma inhaler, and we would all watch this poor kid as we were playing soccer or running around the field thinking, boy, that poor kid's life is attached to that little ventilator thing he's carrying around. And now between, you know, one in six and one in ten children has an asthma inhaler. I mean, that's insane. They can't breathe anymore on this planet, and more and more and more studies are showing exactly what you know to be true. Those are autoimmune diseases, and it really shouldn't take a rocket scientist to know if you mess with the immune system, if you confuse the immune system with toxic chemicals and viruses and bacteria enough times, then there's a chance you could really confuse the immune system so that it starts attacking as autoimmune disease is. We are really, really sick, which is why I'm in this conversation. I'm not here because I just randomly decided, you know what, I want to have a beef with vaccines. I'm here because we have the sickest nation of children in the industrialized world and the sickest generation of children we have seen in decades. That decline from 12.8% chronic illness to 54% chronic illness from the 1980s till now is the fastest and biggest decline in human health in recorded history. There is no explanation for it other than vaccines. And even if there is, like some people say, well, Dell, how do you know it's not the food? I mean, we do, you know, put all these steroids in our beef now and antibiotics in our beef and our 90% of our crops are sprayed with Monsanto's glyphosate and there's fluoride in our water. And I said, whoa, look, hey, my nonprofit investigates all of those things. And you're right. There's a lot of talk. We do realize that the FDA and the CDC all said all of those things are safe too. So if no matter what stage you want to stand on, the FDA, CDC, all these groups are responsible for our lack of health, and they should be held accountable now. Tony Fauci is at the top of that list. This man should be responsible for how sick we actually are.
Yeah, I agree with you because, you know, he was out there in the beginning making it sound like he had all the answers to everything. And this is, you know, it's really funny because when, and I'm not trying to get political on you, but when the left beats on guys like me because I don't believe in science, when I talk about it, it's not that I don't believe in science. Just be honest about it. They have been wrong about these kind of things so often is that when they come out with such authority, you go, wait a minute, slow down. You said this before. You said that we were going to lose 2 million people by the summertime because this disease was going to, this COVID was going to run through the world and kill all. Well, it didn't. So why should I believe you? You can't make up your minds on masks. You can't make, how am I supposed to believe this? You know what I'm saying?
And how many times have you been wrong saying that something is safe? You know, this is something that people say, Del, are you saying that every doctor, I mean, they're knowingly, you know, destroying the lives of children and making them sick? I was like, no, they're being lied to by the CDC and the FDA.
Right.
This isn't a conspiracy of millions of doctors. It's a conspiracy that involves a very small group of people inside of our regulatory agencies, and I'll prove it right now. I mean, I'll take another subject we're all aware of, OxyContin.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Now, yep. If you want to say that doctors know everything and you're going to hold them on a pedestal, then I would say then you better blame them for OxyContin because that's their fault. Or you can come to my school of thinking, which is I recognize doctors are too busy. They can't read every study and trial out there. That's supposed to be the CDC and FDA's job. And so when a doctor is seeing an increased risk of addiction amongst the patients they're giving products like OxyContin, they have a conscience. They say, well, let me go check out the CDC, see what the CDC says. And that's their Bible. And they go to the CDC, and the CDC says, you know, safe. You go to the FDA, it says safe, non-habit form. They go, good, I feel better about it. CDC said it's safe. FDA says it's safe. And you know that in 2012, in the height of the OxyContin epidemic, the FDA was so wrong on this that not only were they not warning people that we were seeing a rise in addiction, they actually asked the manufacturers, like the Sackler family and Johnson & Johnson, could you do your own internal study and let us know if
it's safe for kids?
And they made it available for 10-year-olds in 2012. I mean,
oh my
that's God. How sick these regulatory agencies are. And so what I'm saying, your doctor doesn't know better, and your doctor in many ways can't be held responsible. They are, you saw with OxyContin. Now we know, oh, my God, this stuff is deadly. It's killing over 60,000 to 70,000 people a year in America. It's one of the greatest crises of our time. It's costing us millions and billions of dollars in health care costs. And who are we going to blame? And, oh, the FDA, CDC, not the government, your doctor? I mean, this is the problem, and this is why when you get deeper and deeper into investigating these things, you lose, you know, more and more faith in the way our system is designed around the pharmaceutical industry.
You know, we haven't got a whole bunch of time. I've got to switch gears just a little bit here. It was when the whole vaping thing started to come out, and I'm sitting here and I'm telling people, you know, I want you to think about this, all right? I know you think you keep your kids away from smoking. I don't believe so. I mean, you made fun of the candy cigarettes, right? Now you got vaping. It tastes good. It's flavorful. But here's the thing that bothers me the most. Your lungs were not made for water. What do you think vape is? What do you think vapor is? Your lungs weren't made to handle that. Smarten up, people. All right, listen, we only got about 30 seconds left. Tell people where to find you.
Please go to thehighwire.com and you start watching our past episodes over the pandemic, even last week. Just see what the OSHA experts have to say. If you're like, you know what, that's exactly what I've been thinking the whole time, that makes a lot of sense, then
yep.
Please just sign up to our newsletter so that we can always find you. We've been banned from YouTube. There's a blitzkrieg on Twitter going on. Check out thehighwire.com.
All right. Del, always a pleasure. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I really do appreciate what you're doing, getting the message out there. We'll have you back on in a month or so. We'll get an update. God bless you. All right. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Listen, don't go anywhere, people. We've got a lot more coming up. You've got me for the next hour, all by my onesies. That should scare you. We'll be back in a little bit.